determine the city we plant our churches in. When they transfer you to a poor church, you cry. Not because the Holy Ghost is not in that town, but because money is not in that town. But let me go back to the ladies. Let me go back to the ladies. Because we have a problem. Few of our sisters are marrying as virgins. Virgins are missing in the church. They want the money. 22-year-old girls want to drive a car. 23-year-old girls want to own a Land Cruiser and a Range Rover. May God have mercy on our generation. May this backsliding apostate spirit leave the church of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody shout. Timothy. The young men don't want to work anymore. All they need is a sugar mama. Mama will give them money for university. Mama will give them money for a Mapuka motorbike. Mama will give them money to rent a house they can't afford. 26-year-old men are marrying 45-year-old women just because of money. Money has seized the conscience of the church. Money is striving for the soul of the church. But I see a church, I see an individual who would defeat money. May money be under your feet and not in your heart. Come on, shout a yes. Timothy. Oh, Timothy. Young men don't want to work anymore. They look for perverted old men who have homosexual tendencies. Timothy. Men are sleeping with men and women are sleeping with women. You don't even see this among mosquitoes. Timothy! When you are removing your shirt, even if men are around, be careful. Because some of the men, they have a beard, but in their heart, they are not men. Seven people clapped. Don't worry. Next year, you don't have to come by force. Next year, tell chairman, sad year with the end to me. And to your coaches, our message is this pepper and ginger. You can vote after the service. And tell the chairman you do the next meeting in Accra or in Kumasi or somewhere else and you elect another speaker. Timothy. Money is replacing the voice of the Holy Spirit. Timothy, when money speaks, the people can't hear God anymore. Timothy, good conscience is lost. Hollywood is striving for our pure conscience. Disney World is charming our children. Jesus Christ is being replaced by superstar pastors who have lowered the standards of godliness. The weakness of the flesh has compelled many people, Timothy, to manipulate the word of God to evolve their own lower standards of godliness. But Timothy, this charge commit I unto thee, son Timothy. According to the prophecies, that went on before thee, on thee, that thou mightest by them war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning the faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to backslide, not to blaspheme. But Timothy, there are some 20 signs of apostasy. Timothy, apostasy is sweeping across the church. Timothy, things are falling apart. Timothy, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, they shall be covetous, they shall be boasters, they shall be proud, they shall be blasphemers, they shall be disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors and heavy, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Timothy, they shall have a form of godliness, but they shall deny the power thereof. Timothy, from such, turn away. Timothy. 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 Oh, Timothy. Remember that while sin is abounding, Timothy, remember that whilst the apostasy is carrying many people away, Timothy, remember that grace is abounding for those who want to be saved. Paul. 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 An apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, come, you are thirsty. Of Jesus Christ by the will of God. These days I see 25-year-old apostles. Twenty-two-year-old bishops. I'm not saying it's not possible. But to be in the ministry and become an apostle, maybe you will not need less than 15 years. Paul was in the deserts of Arabia for 14 years. And even when he came, they rejected him until Barnabas introduced him where? Timothy, 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 Timothy. And you never hear Paul refer to Timothy as an apostle. He just said, my son. He didn't even say reverend. He didn't even say pastor. He said, Ziga. Ima. Ope. Agio. Timothy! My name is Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. God made me an apostle according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 2. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son. Now, of your year. My dearly beloved son. because you bring me an offering. You are my son because you receive instruction. Today, sonship has nothing to do with receiving instruction. It has everything to do with bringing an offering. Church has nothing to do with being holy. It has everything to do with your ability to pay tithe. If only you can pay the tithe. Even if you smoke weed, the pastor has no problem with you. Timothy, my dearly beloved son. Oh, Timothy. My dearly beloved son. I left Ephesus. The place was very dangerous. And when I left you there, because I love you and you love me, you stayed in Ephesus. Timothy, you are my beloved son. I'm in prison. Come. Come, Timothy. Come. If you love somebody, you don't visit them in a restaurant, you visit them in a prison. And I thank all of you for coming to Bogatanga in a season like this. I thank you for coming. This is a love ministry. It is not all ministries that go to a stream for convention. Because this place is called Domi Abra. Timothy, my dearly beloved son. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Everybody stand. Lift up your right hand. Everybody pick up your Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 2. From verse 1. Open your Bible. Pick up your Bible. Pick up your Bible. When I say 1, 2, 3, I want you to read it. We are reading the whole thing up to verse 26. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Oh, Timothy! 1, 2, 3. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the thing that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. No man entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. If a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboureth must first be the partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead, according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bones, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for it will be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet abided, he abided faithful. He cannot deny himself. All these things, put them in remembrance. Charge charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doeth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is already past, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth that they are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If any man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust. Follow after righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that the gender strives, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle in all things. Be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Oh, Timothy. Oh, Timothy. Lift up your hand. Today your name is Timothy. Lift up your hand, and for 2 minutes, I want you to pray that, Lord, I've heard you. I've heard your word. I said, somebody pray.